Welcome to another episode of the Panther Cast, where we discuss topics that make Panther Nation MT proud. In this episode, we will be discussing Miami Trace Elementary's One School, One Book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and Literacy Night. I am Adam Throckmorton, and today I am here with Mrs. FM, the Elementary Curriculum Director, and Maximus Zerbiak, a video production student. So, can you tell us about Literacy Night?
Absolutely. So we've been working on reading The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe for about 2 to 3 weeks now. And so the culminating activity is going to be this week on Thursday, March 21st from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And that is going to be our big annual literacy night at Miami Trace Elementary School. We have a ton of fun things planned for our kids. And their families. So when kids arrive, they're going to come in, they're going to get a little a map that basically shows them where they can go throughout the building, and they will even be entered into a grand prize drawing at the end of the evening. And there's going to be 2 winners per grade level, 1 girl and 1 boy, and kids are going to be winning awesome books that we have purchased and selected for each grade level. Throughout the event, we're going to have Aaron Teeter from the library. He's going to be doing a fun read aloud, and he'll be giving out bookmarks to kids. In the gym, we're going to have a ton of different games. We're going to have a book walk. Think about kind of the cakewalk thing when you go roller skating, except it's going to be a book walk, which will be fun. Kids are going to win books there. We're also going to have a snowball fight where kids get to throw fake snowballs at each other and hide behind barricaded areas, which that will be fun for sure. We're also going to have some selfie stations with cool little props that are tied into The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. We're going to be having some different races. It's going to be the lion versus the witch, which has got to be cool because the witches will get to be running around with scepters and the lions will get to be wearing tails and ears. So that's going to be super cute as well. We're also going to have Pin the Tail on the Lion in there as well. Then you can head on down to the cafeteria where we're going to have book bingo and snacks. So who doesn't love snacks, right? Then families and the kids will head down to the first grade hallway where they will have an opportunity to go to 2 different stations. One station, they will be making sparkly snowflakes, and the other station, they're going to be doing a wardrobe art craft. So it's definitely going to be fun. We're going to have the building decorated super cool. We're going to have Christmas trees throughout the hallway, snowflakes hanging down. We're going to have snow on the walls, and it's just going to be really fun.
So you guys always have amazing books. How do you choose the book that will be read for One School, One Book?
That's a really good question. So obviously the book title is a lot older. It's not a super current book. However, we thought it would be a really cool classic story to get into the hands of our littlest Panthers. And we thought it would be a really good bonding experience for the kids and their families who most likely read the book when they were growing up too.
How have the students reacted to the book?
They've been really excited. I know I've been excited just when I'm looking on social media myself and I see little Panthers with the book in their hand as they're out to eat with their families. So kids have been really excited about it, which is fun to see.
So, Max, you are a video production student. How does video production relate to One School, One Book?
Well, each student here, a senior or a teacher, will read one chapter and we record on how they read, and we edit their videos to make sure they look good, and then we put them onto the website that we've created for One School, One Book, and they choose the videos. And these videos are not just edited by me, they're also edited by other video production students.
I know you've done some editing for the One School, One Book. Would you be able to describe the process of editing these videos?
course, we do these on Premiere Pro, and after recording the videos, they're saved to the SD card that's on the camera. And once it's on there, we use the SD card to get the videos out, and then we take them out, and then we put them in the Premiere Pro to edit them. Sometimes the students or teachers make mistakes, and we remove them by using the Razor tool. But before we do that, we key up the green screen first to add it with a background. And before the video starts, we put the number of the chapter on it first. And we also add trivia questions or discussion questions to see if the kids would want to know what they are. And we also add vocabulary words if possible.
So, Mrs. FM, I know from looking at the One School, One Book website that some of the seniors that were reading the book, how were they chosen?
That's a really good question. So the seniors that were chosen to read for One School, One Book are part of our Little Panther, Big Panther program, which is a really cool program if you don't know about it. It's when we have students from the high school come to the elementary school, and these kids come every single day, and they volunteer in different classrooms absolutely for free, just out of the kindness of their own heart. And they have become a huge part of our everyday life at the elementary school. So it was really cool to see these kids be chosen and be familiar faces for our elementary school kids.
So I know there's a special surprise in May. Would you be able to tell me about that surprise?
Absolutely. So as a big culminating activity to the One School, One Book event and the literacy event, Miami Trace Elementary School has partnered with Cincy Playhouse in the Park, and they will be coming on May 8th to do several productions of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. So we're going to actually have like real actors, they've got props, and they're going to be doing the actual play for The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe for our students. So I think it'll be a fun way to celebrate the event and end the school year with a bang.
Well, it has been great chatting with you, Mrs. FM and Maximus. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the PantherCast. Be sure to check back each month for new episodes or catch one you haven't listened to yet. Until next time, be kind and MT proud.